And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
I'm usually in much better form by the time this runs out. But welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. I have the engineer. What do I? The intern? I mean, you're definitely not the engineer.
Try again.
Yeah, you're definitely the engineer. No, there's
excuse
you don't.
Excuse me.
You don't do much engineering.
I'm Tinkerbell. All right.
I don't. Okay.
I'm the producer.
Right, the producer. Right, that's right. Right. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Should we start over?
Okay, we can't. We can't. It's already started. That's it.
Oh no!
I can't. You know what it is with these glasses? I don't know. My eyes are like.
Oh, sir, blame the glasses.
No, I'm just saying, my eyes are like horrible, horrible.
Oh, okay.
And everything's like kind of. I just the electronic stuff. So, I don't know. But I probably have stuff going on. They told me when I went for my last. My last encounter with an eye doctor, I'm diabetic, so I'm supposed to get like some sort of other test, like they actually poke around and look at the health of the actual eyeball itself.
Ew.
Yeah.
They poke you in the eye.
No, but they dilate you out.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they might as well poke you in the eye. They dilate you out, and it's fucked up. I don't like it, but they do it. You know,
they do it. I had to drive home once like that in my super duper sunglasses, and I thought it was on the surface of Mars. Everything was like 5,000 times brighter than it should be. It was tripping.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Totally. No, you don't.
You know, I used to like wear contact lenses just so I could wear Ray-Bans, and then. The last X number of years of my life, like 10 years of my life, even more, I haven't been able to wear Ray-Bans because my eyes have been fucked up. And now I have cataracts.
So. Bummer.
But you know what? They're not, this is the deal with the cataracts. They tell me, they're not big enough to take out yet. And I'm like, what?
So what does that make like vision? What does that do to vision?
Right now?
Yeah.
I can't tell you. Whether it's just getting old stuff with my vision or whether it's fucking alien thing wrapped around
interference, right?
Yeah.
I know. I remember hearing about such things from my great-grandma, you know? Right. She was like 9,000 years old.
I'm sure. That's the perfect lead-in for the ancestry stuff, so I guess I should take it. So I don't know if you did that on purpose or subconsciously.
No, we didn't. Yeah, I talk about cataracts on purpose.
No, that's true. You've been doing the ancestor stuff, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
And have you been enjoying it?
I have. I enjoy it a great deal. It's crazy. You just don't think about things that you'll find. Well, that's why you do it, right? To find out who your ancestors were and what they were up to and where they were doing stuff. I mean, in more ways than one.
I would just
fascinating.
I want to take the freaking the DNA test that they do.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what my ethnic breakdown is.
I did that too.
Right. I know you're waiting for the results.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd be interested in all the other stuff because. Like when you do research and you connect yourself to that many people, you're opening up yourself to communication with those people.
Unless they're dead.
And I just don't want to. I don't want to do it. I don't. I barely want to come out here and talk into the silver thing.
But they're all dead.
Barely.
And the ones that aren't dead,
not all
and
dead.
They're online.
She lies.
No, don't. The ones that aren't dead that you end up being connected to
a new well on the
biologically. Stop it. New well. Oh, that's what they call it now. Yeah. You don't. They're online. You don't have to contact them if you don't want to.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's like, you know how you ignore other people online.
Yeah, and then they turn around and they say, "Well, I was compelled," or whatever version of that they know.
What do you mean? Like, oh, I just had to because you're my blood relative.
Right, and then the insanity opens up. I just don't like people. The less people I expose myself to. Literally, and otherwise, the better off I am.
You don't have to, though. That's what I'm saying. You can do it. Actually, this is a cool thing, too. You can do your whole family tree and everything and keep it all private so no one ever sees it but you.
Yeah, I guess.
So these people you want to avoid will never know.
I'm not super compelled. But I am going to do it. I am going to do the ethnic thing. I'm going to send them a sample. I'm going to do
it's
that part.
Fascinating. Don't you remember that Desperado Bernard guy that I found?
No, I don't. Tell us, please.
Yeah. He's on my hands.
Yeah, I'm going to hear it one way or another. Might as well be around the microphone.
Might as well record it.
Might as well fucking record it. Go ahead.
Yeah. My great grandmother on my father's side, or one of them. Yeah, her. The family name is Barnes, and then before that it was Bernard. So it was changed along the way.
Bernard sounds more Catholic.
Bernard, I know, right? It's like Southern, really Southern. And there was an article. Different things pop up when you find certain connections to your ancestors they call them stories on ancestors, family stories. Or people have taken photographs from newspaper clippings. Well, this particular thing was a newspaper clipping that's attached to my great grandma.
Okay.
And the headline is from a paper from Monroe, Louisiana, and in 1880 something.
Okay.
And the title is Desperado Bernard.
Okay.
The Desperado Bernard. And it's all about this guy
who's
trying to kill the sheriff. He keeps going to his house, trying to burn it down, and they arrested him for it. And then this other gang of guys comes with guns and busts him out of jail. And then he goes running around Monroe, I guess, or whatever.
All right.
Back in the cowboy days.
Oh, tactics, right?
Yeah. And they find him. The sheriff finds him, and he shoots him. And I love the way they write. They're like, and he was shot in the eye with a shotgun, which killed him dead. And he was found with a pistol, a shotgun, and a bottle of whiskey and 25 cents in his pocket. And that was the end of the article. So that's why you find stuff like that.
That's great. Were there pictures?
No.
Because they didn't waste the resources on everything.
I guess not in Monroe, Louisiana. They didn't.
Right.
In 1880, whatever.
Yeah.
But that was tripping. I was like, what?
Well, I'm glad to see you again. That's why I'm glad to see you, having a good time.
You won't see that on the commercials for Ancestry.com.
No, you won't. They don't show you the real gritty stuff. The real gritty monkey stuff. They're like, no, we're not.
Right.
We'll just lead you there.
Yeah. All you're really is pirates.
It's like back what McCall used to be with the ads. Back wall. What was it? I don't know. I know about back wall. Was that what it was?
Back wall. Do you mean? Oh, shoot.
Like before Craigslist.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing that led to the, they got, like, fined. They actually got held responsible.
Yeah.
For some of this. This is,
yeah.
I don't even want to get into it.
Backpage.
Backpage, thank you very much.
Yeah.
They did their thing, like, forever. They were, like, a digital version of, I can get it. I know I'm not that stoned. What's the newspaper down there in the village?
The Voice.
Thank you, the Village Voice. A digital version of the Village Voice back page.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
That's what it was referencing.
I'd say that's accurate. Yeah. But that's so, where you'd find that kind of stuff. Yeah, not on a.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are thanks to the Saints for, you know.
Right. Yeah. Sign up for membership and we'll find all your criminal ancestors.
Right. It cool. used to be just like that. Those ads have gotten better as as the technology. I think I'm pretty sure my DNA was taken during my incarceration.
But for different purposes, though.
They
can't just take it and go, oh, now we're going to do these tests on it.
No, I don't know. I think it was taken for a database.
Probably.
Entered into a database.
Yeah, but not having to do with your ancestry.
No.
It's a whole different
Although
thing.
Although there's systems whereby they have caught people.
Oh, yeah. So, that's true.
You know what I mean? By who he was related to, they go 2, 3, 4, and
right.
You know, so that's,
well, you know, pretty much there's the Irish and Ukraine and I forget who else. The French. For you, right? And the Jewish people on your dad's side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not just finding that out.
No.
It's like who they all were and where they all came from and stuff.
I don't know if I have that much of an interest.
And what they did for a living and all that, what their life was
point.
Like.
I don't know. I understand what it offers.
You don't care because they should all die anyway, and they did.
I understand what the service offers.
Yeah.
Which is why I set you up that way.
I can't believe that. How could he not be interested in this stuff?
I would be more interested in other people's stuff than my own stuff.
Okay.
But at some point, that may change. Who knows?
Not if you keep reading mine.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. Right now, I'm just happy to know what my ethnic breakdown is. Is there a cat here?
No, it's the bathroom. Okay. The other wall.
All right. I just want to know my ethnicity. I know it is. You know, I know it's Jewish. I'm wondering if it's Ashkenazi or whatever. I would presume it to be, but I don't know for sure.
Well, you can find out.
Well, we're gonna find out. You know, at some point, like I said, I'm gonna wait for the Christmas sale and get it at $60. I'm like that.
I'm gonna print mine all out.
I know how Jewy of me that is.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think it's.
You know, I bought one for my aunt, right? I should say we bought one for my aunt, right? And then I bought one for my aunt on sale, and then I bought one for her recently, full retail price, because we wanted certain things on it, and it was offered in a certain way.
Yeah.
So I, figured, what the hell? We're gonna have to figure out what we want to do when I think we bought 3 months of
6 months.
Oh, we bought 6 months, okay,
yes.
In our contract. Okay.
Yeah.
So 6 months from now, we'll have to look and see how much they want. But we might be able to make that work. Yeah, we'll be able to make that work.
Sure.
If you're into it that much, I don't know why it should be ripped from you. Ripped from you. Ripped from the jaws of amusement, entertainment.
Perish the thought.
Perish the thought. No, it's so hard to be amused these days, you know? We're so, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, you know, because of my mental illness.
You know, because it's a lot of work.
The stuff I take, I guarantee you, does not entirely correct my mental illness. I guarantee you that. And you know what I noticed?
What's that?
I got these little tremors. You know, and it's that because I'm using a lot of
aphasia. Something.
I don't know if aphasia would be like a mini stroke. I don't think I'm having those, but not quite yet. But no, that tard, I can't think of that.
Tardesthesia.
Yeah, it's a little tremor thing.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you kind of, I think, got close to it.
Sounds like
I'm concerned about that or whether it's something else. you know, like Alzheimer's or some other.
No, it's not Alzheimer's.
I don't know. There's something wrong with me. You know what I mean? We went and fixed the mental side as much as we can. We patched it up. Yeah.
Well, why don't you ask your doctor about that?
I normally do. I don't know.
Am I going to have to start making a little note for
you?
No,
hey, there's nothing wrong. Hey.
I'll do it.
There's absolutely nothing wrong going in with a note that says something in regards to your medical health.
Of course.
That you can look at. Would there
That's
be a
right.
A list you want to discuss, a list of
Because I just, I don't want you to forget, that's all.
Right. No, I would do that, and I would advocate anybody else to do that as well, too.
I do it in that vein of helping you out.
Right. You're going to be writing a lot of notes, though, so...
That's fine.
You know, I was just thinking, get a note from Epstein's mother, right? I said that last night, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was that guy that wrote notes all over his body?
Oh, I don't know who that was, but I'm talking about Epstein's mother from Welcome Back, Carter. Because that's what it was. I feel really at home when that airs. You know, I was
sure.
A bit younger than those guys. But, I got mailed, I got to look at it in the light again. Remember that whole saga I went through where maybe I never really explained in depth, but, you know, I have a chance to do it here now for a moment. I need some.
What? You got some kind of strange mail from?
No, that was the knife.
Mr. Carter? Oh, that. Oh.
Yeah. I ordered a knife and I was pretty sure I was being ripped off. So I asked friggin' PayPal to stop it, and they wouldn't. It was like $225 knife, or it was like a $400 knife for like $250, $260. That it was being offered for. So I figured, hey, that's a pretty good price. It looked like it was an official. I need something to drink.
It looked pretty serious to me. Didn't look like a fake anything, but yeah, what do I know? Yeah. I'm not a knife person, so I don't know much about it.
It looked like an American, it looked like a Japanese retailer of other knives as well, too, not just that knife.
Oh.
So I press click because I was fucking stupid. Seriously. And I went through this whole process where, in doing research on the dude's website, he's like, you know, fraud. It was fraud. Everything was fraud. So I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So I called, and I'm not a calm sort of guy. I'm not. I'm more of an in-person sort of guy. You know, I used to be a calm sort of guy. But I called, and spoke with my bank, and my bank considered it to be a transfer of funds. So they froze the account, I called in and I told them what the deal was, and they said, well, you have to go into a branch. So I went into the nearest branch, which is where I opened the account, actually, and I opened a new account, and I moved the funds from the old account to the new account, and I have to wait for it to see if direct deposit got it right, but I got a pretty good feeling they did. Hate to say that, and all of a sudden, God will drop the poo on me. Never say things are great. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right. That being said, yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But yeah, I'm all straight. I think I'm all straight with the bank now. Pretty sure. I'm all straight with the bank. And I opened a new account and I just had to transfer some stuff over. They're even like, oh, you could use your regular debit card. I'm like, oh, okay. And I did, and it still works. So I don't know exactly how we got off on this transfer in this way. But they considered a transfer. It was a pain in the ass. That they froze the account, and I had to go in there, and I showed them ID in order for them to restart the account. And it was just a friggin' mess. It was a mess.
You know what? I think, sadly, because I think we've just about all been through that now, you know, where you buy something online, and it turns out to be fake. And you feel like a dork because you got taken because you thought you were smarter than that.
But here's what.
Nobody's always smarter than that.
Here's what. This is what I'm trying to tell you. That package was the knife.
Yeah.
And it looks like a, if it's not the knife, it's a pretty good representation of the knife, of it's of the knife, you know. But I got my money back because, you know, PayPal refused to help me, and it was a knife, and they don't cover knives, you know. And I knew it was coming, so I was like, you know what, fuck that. I went straight to my bank and got a what did it call, charge back.
Yeah.
And that's it, and I got my money back. So I have my money.
And
I have a knife that I'm not even sure. It arrived today in the mail. I'm not even sure what the deal is with that.
So
I'm going to have to eyeball it. It looks like it was meant to. Like I said, if it's not the knife, it's a really good, high quality copy of the knife. So
yeah. So if you don't send it back, will bad things happen?
I don't know. I'm not sending it back to China.
I don't know. If you do send it back, something bad will probably happen. Then I don't know.
And that thing was satisfied, and PayPal shut everything.
The thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. They shut down the account. I think.
Okay.
They shut my account down.
And the other.
I have to presume that they. Shut the other person's account down as well, too.
Alrighty then.
Or checked it for, you know, stuff. I don't know. Well, I can't. Whatever the bank does.
Then if they found that other seller was fraudulent.
Did you sign for it?
Then no.
Well, that's the end of that then.
Hell no. I'm not signing for nothing from China.
Right.
And then
so why are we?
So you probably did a good thing after all.
Probably. I don't know.
In the end.
All
you
I
shut
wanted,
down a fraudulent. All, you helped shut down.
Right. All I wanted was my money back. I felt stupid, and all I wanted was my money back.
You know what? We all got to do that.
I know. I'll
we
be
all
got to
do it.
And I got my money back, so yay!
Yay!
I still felt a little stupid, but the smarts is going away. The smarts is going away. Is that all that happened in all, you know, and that's not even like
lately?
Within the last week. Yeah, we've been like,
let's see.
I figure I'm telling people now, oh, I'm going to be here for like another 2 years, you know? So it's like, I can coast for a bit, and I'm coasting. I'm indeed coasting.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
You think? Okay. I wish I'd come up with that word when I was like a teenager and I was just coasting.
Coasting.
I've just been coasting most of my life. This is what, you know, the idea of like self-medicating, where I self-medicate with the weed. And I'm still, like, I got this battery that I really like. And I got a cartridge or two. I'll just put it that way. I got a cartridge or two. I've had a cartridge or two. Over the last like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
That's your coping mechanism.
Well,
for having to wait, right?
I guess. I mean, you know, I'm waiting for the dentistry to call me back, right? So they can do that quad deep cleaning.
Oh God, yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
I know. So I'm waiting for that. You know, I'm waiting on list. And you know, I'm waiting on my other stuff has been like, you know, okay. I feel a little dizzy now when I wake up, when I get up, but it's definitely, it's the marijuana, you know, it's a cannabis at the levels that thing delivers at. Just think, it's not, you know, I'm going to have to see when I stop vaping this high quality product here, where I'm at. And I may need to wean myself off with regular strength marijuana so that I don't have any symptoms that might be related to really quick cannabis stoppage. And I'm serious. And I'm dead fucking serious. Never used to be that way, but now it's like, you know, you jump past. I've been, you know, vaping more than I've been smoking in the last whatever, and I think my system is used to a fair jolt of cannabis, you know, THC and the other cannabinoids.
Oh God.
Cannabinoids. I can never say it right. No, it's the science to it. That's the breakdown.
I know.
She's laughing at me.
God. kind of.
So anyway, but yeah, no, I read up on.
I was a teenager in the 70s in Southern California. Yeah, I'm laughing at you.
I didn't give a shit. I would smoke whatever came my way. It would be a matter of what do you got this week. So, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, but I was buying in like a whole ounces. I don't know. What were you buying in? What was the increment?
I didn't have to buy it. People would always just give it to me.
Oh, you never bought weed?
I never
well,
did.
Wow, that's interesting.
It was always around and other people had it.
Right. But you were one of the pretty girls.
Yeah.
So they were just going to, you know what I mean?
So they called me Venus.
Venus.
Because
okay.
I did play that in a play.
Okay.
By that, Patty Chayefsky.
How'd that play, though?
It went really well.
Oh, did it? Where was it?
It went so well that I would walk through Griffith Park and people would go, ew, it's Venus.
Yeah, really?
Seriously.
Wow.
And then they would go, here, you want a hit? And stuff like, you know, I never had
so it. Hanging around with you, there would have been your drugs emanating.
You should have, yeah.
Coming, yeah.
Well, too bad you were not born yet.
Right, yeah, it was an age difference.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, well.
So growing up in Southern California had its benefits.
Yeah, no, like, well, I grew up with, you know, my at that time.
Yeah.
And I grew up, and but I, you know, I had a Venus, and nobody did that where I come from. nobody did that.
What was the drama freak?
I had one of those pretty girls for who was it, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I walked along the streets with her.
Right. And nobody ever offered you weed?
No, even in the village. No.
Well,
no.
That's weird.
But New York's a different culture.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, New York is compared to like anywhere in the world. It's not just big
Definitely.
City culture.
Yeah.
You know, it is. That comes into play. Like I was telling my aunt, they could drop me into any, you know, relatively big, you know, medium to big city, and I'd be fine. Because it's urban, you know.
Yeah.
It's urban. It's you're in the city. Oh, okay. Figure it out, you know? I forgot why we went off on this tangent.
I don't know.
Yeah. Neither can I. because I am super stoned. All right. I'm still hitting on the oil. I'm still hitting on the oil.
Yeah, we were talking about coping.
Oh, my God.
Coping with things.
Yeah, right. So that's my coping mechanism. without a doubt. My back's been bothering me a lot, so the oil's been helpful there. And I've been procuring it legally, so I know what's in it.
That just freaks me out to no end. Again.
What's that?
Going back to my roots. That,
your ruts?
You know,
see, they say ruts around here. Ruts.
They say ruts here. Like I told you, I used to know a guy. We called him Bozo, but he was like a printer, an artist, printer, line printer and stuff.
We got a motto around here. We know a guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about California.
We used to know a guy is the past tense.
Right. Well, this guy, Bozo, I knew him in California. And if I could just have tapped him on the shoulder and say, look at, he made bamboo bongs, you know, made a lot of money doing that.
Okay.
So if I could have just let him know, dude, in the future, there's going to be electric bongs and pot is going to be legal.
Yeah, I still don't understand.
They're going to have them at these things called dispensaries. He could have been a friggin' millionaire.
I'm going to be out of hand. Yeah, now she stops.
You drink that unbelievably fast for being so hot.
Well, I took the lid off.
I mean, not you. Not that you're not hot, but that's not what I meant.
The coffee, I understand. Well, let's see for if I don't get the cotton mouth, see, that's the thing about the oil. You get, like, radical cotton mouth. Radical. And then it goes away. And then it comes back, like, 10 minutes later.
Well, I have water if you want some.
Yeah, maybe some water. Put that over
there
here.
There you go.
In case, but I would eventually like to have another cup of coffee, even if it's after the show. After the program.
Well, yeah, that's when
really
it's going to be.
It's more of a program. I was having some discussion. I called John today. I made the mistake. I forgot. I didn't know. That I think he was going to be on tomorrow, which is because these things are always recorded Saturday at midnight. So when I say tomorrow, I mean Sunday. I was under the impression that John was going to be on next Sunday. That there was, somebody had swapped, and I don't know. I just got confused. But as it turns out. John's on tomorrow. He's live tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, I just, you know, shot Jeff for, you know, as soon as he told me that, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm ready to go. I know what that means. You know, I'm ready to go. But he's still a little chatty for like another, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. About five verse. So
about five.
Yeah, but I booked an appointment with him on Wednesday. So hopefully I'll hear from John on Wednesday. Just because he booked the appointment, no other reason. It was like, okay. I'm like really casual. I call you like, I got time to talk. No, okay, fine. You know, because when you're on the phone with me, it's 3 hours. You know, the phone calls with my friends are longer than the program. Yeah. Think of that for a moment.
I always know I can go take a nap while he's talking on the phone. I can.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I mean,
won't see him till tomorrow.
but there's my show is so much shorter than the actual programs.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. And every time it is, and every friend's like, oh, we should be talking about this on the air, and I'm like, I'm game with that.
Well, yeah, every time you say that I'll put you on the show, they chicken out.
Yeah, most of them do. Not all of them, but most of them. Yeah, I could run the wiring. I mean, it's not that difficult. Presuming they have internet access. We could even take them if they didn't, because we have a thing, but I would have to do a little bit more planning. But yeah. We have the digital, what is it?
The digital editing?
No. The
recording software?
No, what brand is it for the phone hookup?
Oh, the Adobe or the Skype or the...
No, the hardware piece we own. We own a piece of hardware.
Oh, I don't know. It's just the phone thing.
Okay, it's just a phone. It's a digital
phone.
It's
the interface.
It's a digital phone interface, so we could take calls. Yeah. We could, you know, we could do that. Is that a cat?
Where?
Open the door.
I can't reach it.
And then we're just going to have to... The cat knows we're in here. And she's going to be like... Our cats are like determined. They're like, I'm getting in that fucking room.
Well, she has 28 minutes to figure it out, so...
Is it? We're only going to go do an hour? Okay. I'm only doing an hour.
You said.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. You just only do an hour. Okay, so we have like 28 minutes, which is good. Time's been flying.
How's it really?
How's that?
Okay.
Nothing to do when you're locked in a vacancy.
Sure.
You know, that's yeah. That's from friggin' what's the movie? What's that
I don't know. I'm not coming on.
You're like no help whatsoever at all. No help.
I don't remember things now.
Yeah.
And I don't even vape with you.
No.
Just so in case anyone's curious.
No, I vape. No, nope.
Because a certain person once said
she doesn't like the weed.
That the both of us are so hilarious together, and we both sounded stoned that one time.
Yeah.
And I was not, okay?
Right.
I'm just normally freaked out.
Somewhat insulted. Which is pretty funny.
What?
I'm just saying. Yeah,
it's
no, she's not.
Me.
She doesn't even, when I have just weed, she doesn't. Generally does not smoke weed at
I'm
all.
I'm nuts, okay?
Yeah. She'll taste beer. You did that. You like that Prosecco stuff, right?
Prosecco.
Prosecco? Is that what it's called?
Prosecco, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I don't give a shit.
I do. I love it.
It's Italian fake champagne, so.
I love it so much, I'm going to marry
it. It's tasty.
Yeah.
I agree. It's tasty, yeah.
Yeah.
Like pills. You would do pills.
I would.
Yeah. I know. There was no coaching on that. There was behind the scenes, and there was certainly no hesitation.
Pure honesty, baby.
Yeah, pure honesty. Yeah. So you never know. Who knows? You know.
I think it's because I watched and liked Valley of the Dolls when I was a little girl, the movie.
Right.
And I was like, oh, wow. I mean, okay, they all died, but it didn't seem like an important point to me.
Yeah.
They all got famous anyway, so.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know if I'm familiar with exactly what you're talking about.
The dolls are pills. The Valley of the
Dolls. Yeah, I never. It's not. Wasn't.
Come on, you're a movie guy. Don't
I know. That's what I'm saying. I recognize it as a book, as a very successful book.
There's with Sharon Tate. You never did see that movie.
No.
Oh my God, we got to get it out.
Yeah, all right, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. But I mean, I understand the significance of it, you know.
Unreal that you've never seen it. It's a classic.
I keep burping. From the 60s.
What are, yeah.
What did I eat for dinner? Oh, I had the leftovers. We went to, for my aunt's birthday, we went to Marchetti's last night. So I had, I still can't, I don't know exactly what I had. But it was basically, it was a lasagna consisting of eggplant, cheese, and chicken cutlet parm. Or chicken cutlet with penne sauce. But the penne sauce was, what was it? Vodka.
Yeah.
It was vodka sauce. So it was, I like vodka sauce. I don't know. I think it really isolates the flavor of certain elements, including the tomato. I know a lot of people like, that's like nouveau modern. Yeah, anybody, and I know I'm old school on like 99.9% of the shit that most people are. But I don't have a problem with that. The place also offered I could have gotten it in Parmesan, not Parmesan. I could have gotten it in a lighter sauce, a lighter red sauce. And then I could have gotten it in like a meat sauce. So they offer several versions of sauce. That was the deal with my meat sauce on my chicken cutlet. It was a breakdown in communication between myself and the waitress. We asked to get the same waitress as last time. We're building a waymance.
Keep trying. It's not happening. Wait. No, it's not going to work.
Servomance.
No. That sounds like you're having sex with a robot.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the second time you're saying that.
It is?
Yeah.
When did I say that before?
I don't know. So I had that conversation with someone else. Let's just put it that way.
Well, that's strange.
I can't remember who it was.
You talked to a lot of weirdos.
Not like the whole conversation. It's just that little snippet came from somewhere.
Sex with a robot?
Previously in the week, and I can't remember.
Maybe, probably Gary. You know what?
No, Jerry might have said the same thing.
No, Gary.
No, I'm saying Jerry might have said the same thing.
No way.
Yeah.
It would not even occur to her anything to do with sex with a robot.
Nothing like that would enter her head. We were talking about something.
The thing you smoke there or vape?
Yeah.
The little robot. Is that what she said? It looks like a robot?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Oh, God.
Came up.
That's not remotely close to what I was saying.
Okay. Well, I didn't say it was. Did I say it was?
You said. Somebody else said the same thing. Right. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I can't remember.
Same thing.
Right. She said something of it sounding something of a similar nature as to what was said.
That's okay, because it didn't happen.
That's what I'm thinking. That's basically all I got. That's all I got. So, all right.
Okay.
Now I got no more coffee. That sucks.
And I am going to have to be the one to go downstairs and get it. And
Hey, did I or did I not get you a K-Cup machine?
This is going to be the thing forever.
Did I not?
Yes, you did.
All right. There's no smaller increment of making coffee in.
Other than having somebody else make it and bring it to me?
That's not going to happen. I don't do coffee.
Hey, if we win a shitload of money, can we hire our own barista?
Yes.
Like to live in our house?
Yes. My aunt bought tickets for that mega thingy. And we didn't know that anybody had...
I didn't know there was going to be one.
I think it was just like one winner, I think, from what I heard. But, you know, information is scarce. You know, and we always love stuff like that. Just like we love our Hollywood royalty, because we don't have real royalty. We don't have real, illegitimate, real, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. No, I'm saying because it's not, I was going to say legitimate. We have a legitimate royalty here.
Forget
it's like, no,
it.
We don't. Forget it. Right. Forget it. they had it. Yeah. So, what was the question?
I would like to be informed of major lottery events upcoming.
Well, something happened because it went back down to 40 million and it was like at 400.
Yeah, one person won the whole thing.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, God bless.
I know.
Yeah, God bless. I hope they use it wisely.
No, I want to run over them and try again.
Notice I didn't say righteously, but why wisely. Seriously.
Okay.
No, you know, because it's I think if I ran into that kind of money, I think I would, you know, I would find myself maybe donating to a Catholic church or to the Catholic church, maybe to a diocese or something. That's something that I think I would personally do.
I'm sure you would.
But beyond that, I mean, I don't know. There's so many, you know, I would probably be likely to hit animal organizations before I hit human organizations.
I would do that in the Salvation Army. So. On a serious note, because, yeah.
Right.
The Salvation Army in Elmira, New York, specifically.
Yeah, I think you can do it to a,
they always to a, need
to
help.
A specific, I think you can yeah. donate to a specific.
Yeah, you can.
Lodge, whatever it is. Whatever those,
lodge.
Whatever those little creepy bastards say, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, your God.
It's the Salvation Army.
It's the Southern Baptist. Oh, my. Says the
no, it isn't.
Says the disenfranchised.
I would pay to the get first, rid of them.
The disenfranchised Southern Baptist is giving me speeches on stuff.
No, I'm
okay.
not.
Okay.
I would pay to have someone dismantle the Southern Baptist Convention.
I would pay to have someone remove you from my home.
Right.
You set me up. I definitely. okay, I hurt myself.
You're such an asshole.
I am such an asshole. But I'm your asshole, right?
Yeah.
All right, anyway. What were you saying?
I said I would pay to have someone dismantle the Southern Baptist Convention. If they would go in there
no,
with
I don't think that.
Machine
I
guns.
That. I don't think so.
I would.
I mean, I don't. I have to assume that there would have to be some other way to subdue them, other than that.
Then
you're
death.
Talking like non-lethal.
No, I'm talking about death.
Okay, well
I'm
then.
Talking about.
I thought you talked about like the bean bags and the rubber bullets.
No,
you
know, no, I'm talking about something permanent.
Yeah, that's why the versatility of a shotgun is pretty awesome. With all the things you can do with
oh,
it.
Oh God, I'll get letters now yeah. or something.
Oh, who's going to sue us? Who?
Oh.
Who?
Some Baptist will inadvertently hear this in East Texas.
I'm cool
and
with
won't
the
allow me to come back.
I'm cool with the Baptist. I'm like, okay. I mean, you know, as long as you're not imposing, you know, I wake up one morning and
oh,
I'm
they
like,
impose.
You know,
they impose.
Well, all right. Well, then I'll punch them in the face.
Alrighty then.
How's that? Would that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me some space, man. Push your back.
I would enjoy
push
that.
Your back.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not even worried about that. I'm not even, because I have a relationship with Christ. That's why.
Okay.
That's why I don't worry.
Far be
right
it
there.
For me to judge you.
Right. Don't you judge me. Judge me. Don't judge me. I don't care, but it's right there. Boom.
I'm not
Why am I not
you.
Concerned? Because I have a relationship
know.
With Christ. Okay.
All right.
Are you concerned?
No.
You brought it up.
I'm not the slightest bit concerned.
You're not concerned?
You
don't have a relationship with Christ either, so.
Well, I just basically want them to leave me alone. That's all.
Right.
I want Christians to stay far away from me.
Right. Yeah, we're going to see if
that's
we can.
That's all.
We're going to see if we can arrange that.
Well, it shouldn't be hard.
No more coffee. It sucks.
It won't be long now.
Yeah. I won't drink your swill either. Once it's in your cup, it's swill.
I wouldn't give it to you anyway.
Yeah. Is there anything else going on in like the news or anything?
No, nothing.
No. I haven't
except,
really.
Except, oh,
what?
God.
I haven't been following the news. I've just been.
Just Naomi Judd. I'm so
oh, yeah,
sad
yeah,
about
that. Sucks.
That.
That sucks. Yeah, that'll
so
that'll
sad.
Date this show too. I was watching Fox this morning.
Yeah.
When that first broke. Yeah, I know. I still watch Fox. I'm so fucked up, and I don't know if I'll ever repent for my sins. Okay.
You can't judge him. So
right,
shut
that's
up.
What I'm saying. I don't judge other people. I don't want to be judged. It's that simple.
Will you watch? What are you doing?
What is that?
I don't know, but you should leave it alone because you're making noise.
Oh.
Oh, it's that tape.
To the wire?
I don't know why it's right, there, actually.
Right. That's my point to you.
Okay.
What purpose is that serving? Anyway,
I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I have to get 3 more of those. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're working it all right, mostly, because I work it back. I'm no example. Do as I say, not as I do.
Always.
Oh, definitely. No, but again, haven't I been eating better?
Yes, you have.
Haven't I been eating smaller?
Yes, you have.
I mean, you know, and I haven't been eating like maniac amounts of food just because I've been stoned all the time.
No, correct again. No.
See, I know the stoniness is going to run out. And I think, like I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to budget myself for some really good weed after the show on Saturday night after I finish the program so that I can finish the program, have a little minimal editing occur, and sit back and enjoy the rest of my Sunday. Or should I, our Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that works, doesn't it? Even with the video, if I cut it close enough, you can just choo-choo-choo-choo. These are pretty powerful processes we're dealing with at this point in time. So I'm not afraid of video. You know, we've encountered video before, and we've kicked videos ass.
That's right.
So I'm not like worried about it. I'm not.
I will edit you so far down.
Right. I'm not at all concerned about it. But we'll see. But we'll see how it. Like I said, we'll see how it turns out. I am on the cusp of implementing video again. I've just been. I was going to do the video, but I got high.
Yeah,
that's what happened. I got
high. Sure you want to do that again?
No.
Video?
Oh yeah, why?
Just curious.
Well, if I have a live source to be able to handle the live, whatever live video requests may occur, and I can edit, and I'll just leave up. I think I explained this, the technicalities of this.
Yeah.
Why do you express concerns?
Well, because it was quite stressful before.
Yeah,
behind the scenes.
A lot of that had to do with the length of the blue, of the green screen.
Yeah, it
which
was.
I've increased by 20 feet.
It's okay. I hope that does make the difference we're looking for.
Yeah, and we get the angle. And we're using an SL3. I don't know. What is it? The 7-something? 750?
I don't know.
It's the smallest, whatever the smallest SLR is in Canon's line.
Oh, yeah.
For that video.
Right.
You know, we're doing the we're doing HDMI out, you know, without the menu, any of that shit. We're bringing that into our video converter, which is a no name. I want to get a non-no name so that it will do faster. Right now, I think we max out 1080p. I would like to record the high def stuff, higher def stuff.
Uh-huh.
Super def, ultra def, whatever the fuck they're calling it this week. They changed stuff. There have been more changes in, and I guess this is because technology changes, but I guess there have been more changes in various cables and wiring and interfaces in my lifetime than I bet anybody else's lifetime.
I would say that's true.
Yeah. And when I say my, I go so far as to say Gen X, 65.
Yeah, that's true.
To 70.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of technology. And look what we're using it for. Isn't it sad? See, that's why I got wrapped up on the friggin' tech end. Like, I'm going to build it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it better. We're going to improve it. We're going to figure out how to get it out there. We're going to so I avoid investing on an emotional level.
And we're using it for Twitter.
And then you invest for emotional level. Right?
Yeah.
And you friggin', it's like, no. Because you stole my thunder, basically.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, quite all right. But no. You know, it's not just Twitter. I mean, hopefully using it for other things. Like I said, transforming video and, you know, this stuff. People, hey, at least we're trying. We may not be succeeding, but at least we're trying. And this is why I say to people all the time, you need to be in doing something, you know. And Twitter may clean up. We have to see what happens to Twitter under Elon Musk.
Yes.
Yeah, I never get that. He's African?
I don't know. I think he's South African. I don't know.
Is he? Okay.
I really don't know.
Oh, South African guy. Interesting. Yeah, I had no clue as to. He doesn't look South African. He looks like Jewish, you know, which might explain a few things. But no, he's not. So his parents didn't give him the money. You know what I mean? Trying to figure that one out. Yeah. They would often give houses as wedding presents.
It sounds like a cologne, a men's cologne.
Elon Musk. Yeah, well, but Musk is a actual flavor or
scent.
Scent flavor.
Yeah, maybe well, some people
it's
the
flavor when you're licking it off. Is that your sweetheart? All right. Anyway. See, now I feel better.
Oh my goodness.
I feel better from the last one.
None of you can complain. It's 24/7 with me. You understand?
You're right.
This is what I do 24/7.
That's why, like, when I come out and I do the show solo, she's like, oh my God.
Every day.
Like, it's like every week. Yeah.
Every week. Night.
Every week.
24/7.
Yeah. Could be worse.
It could.
And aren't I that much more manageable when I'm smoking weed? Yes or no?
Okay, yeah. In some way.
Look at his shoulders, look.
Yeah, he's shrugging his shoulders. Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck what you think, really. But I'll ask to be polite. Me.
<The cat. laughs> What was that? Was that the cat?
No.
Was that the cat? She's like, no. What was that? So, that being said.
It's time to go, yeah?
What time is it? You're horrible. You're like my psychiatrist.
52 minutes. Your psychiatrist does not say that. Seriously, really? Your psychiatrist isn't time for you to leave yet. Get out of here. No. That's horrible. Why do you talk to this person?
That's why I said it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, hang on. I haven't laughed this hard. Okay. I hurt. You know how it hurts on the jawline?
Isn't that the worst thing? Your psychiatrist can say, you know, is it time for you to leave yet? That's like saying, it's like just go check yourself in. Wait, oh, yeah.
I went to go get help. Yup, why not? The interview. I went to go get help, and.
Oh, she said, is it time for you to leave yet? Oh, my God.
That's so great. It's so fucking great.
I can't believe that.
I have this thing in my head, boys and girls, that clicks on when something's supposed to happen. Like, if I'm at an event or if even lying in bed at certain times, I wake up on the hour. Not one particular hour too much, but generally the later ones. On the hour. Like, boom. Multiple times during an evening. Without any clock assistance. On an hour. Maybe I should have said that. On the hour. I don't know what that's all about. It's kind of weird. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's, you know. And how many times have I done that?
Like, a lot.
It's like, oh, look at that. Yeah. So I don't know what that means. People be like, ooh, what hour? Woo-hoo, make it there, your angel number. Yeah, my angel gets too close to me, I'm punching it in the nose. Get it over with. You know what I'm saying?
Your angel's high.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think about, like, being high all the time, and then I think about Snoop Doggy Dogg, and I think about how much I don't like him, and I'm like, you know, it's like high culture has been hijacked. Seriously. A lot of stuff. I'm getting old. That's all it is.
I can never respect anyone that goes around calling himself a Snoopy dog. I mean, you know, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
It's stupid.
I guess. I mean, I'm not, you know.
You look stupid.
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying myself because I know pretty soon I won't be smoking every day.
Yeah, you should enjoy yourself.
Cockpit.
No, I'm serious. I want you to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. Why? Because then the fangs are going to come out? What?
I know. Because it could be your last.
What?
No. I just do because I care. Because it's not time for you to leave yet.
Because it's not time for me to leave.
Oh, my God.
All right. Then I guess that's it. I mean, that wouldn't even qualify as whatever nowadays. But I guess I don't, you know, my back has been, I think I've been talking about my back the last few times I have been live. My back is, it's getting worse. So I'm not quite sure what that means going forward, other than they're going to hit me with old pain management again, which is probably physical therapy meant to build my core muscles down my spine and in my tummy to help support my failing spine. So I don't know what the deal is. All I can tell you is it's in the mode where it hurts. It's painful. It's very, very uncomfortable. Any sort of seating, but I was sitting on some squishy seating over there at Fellini's Pizza when I picked up a pie on my aunt's birthday. And for, you know, like just the seats were just made of like soft stuff. And, you know, it was vinyl, but it was still soft stuff. And I sunk right in, and it wasn't good. So I can't really sit out here too much in a row, I don't think. But, you know, I'm committed to doing the hour, and I'm pretty much committed to bringing the video back. I think I can do those two things. I will definitely do one or the other. You know what I'm saying? That's how that's going to happen. But yeah, I don't think there was anything that shockingly that went on in my week.
No, that's about it.
So. Yeah, that's the problem when I smoke the weed. I don't really pay too much attention to anything else.
How about your, you know, your links and stuff? Have they
changed? Yeah, my links on my
site?
No, yeah. Why would you ask me that? So I don't forget you. You thought I was going to forget the...
Yes, I did.
Oh, no, I never forget these guys. I think once, maybe twice in the last X number of years.
I'm the producer, just do it.
Right, yeah, so so head over to LF. Why don't you do it then? Go on.
No, you do it. No, I'm telling you to
go
do
ahead.
It. That's
right
my
here.
Job as
it's
the
right
producer.
It's right here. Go ahead. You know how I do it every week.
All righty.
Go ahead.
All right.
Make yourself useful.
LFmidwood.com is where you find all the archives, both of the Midwood Files.
Upselling already.
And of Johnny Lightning at 11LRNI, which is at the top. Go there to find his archives and listen to his show live, too.
Apparently, John is live this week.
Yeah, he is live now. It's
so
Sunday,
we're doing a
actually.
Promo for John.
Sunday, yeah. Check out all the links under favorites. And thanks, Brad Reed, as usual. And we really mean that. We say it every week, and we still mean it. So check out the blue pill and the red pill and all the social pills and
Grits Radio.
Take them all. Thank you, Grits Radio.
Which is Brad's link.
Yep, okay, that's Brad's link up there at the top, too.
Hey, no R&I link.
I said that.
Okay.
I said that.
I don't like the way you said it.
Well.
I felt it needed to be reinforced.
Then you should have done it, like I said.
Well, okay. And so what did you miss?
Right. And then who are we missing? We've got everybody. I don't want to. You got a lot of links there under favorites if you're curious about what they are.
Right.
They go to lfmidwood.com for crying out loud.
There you go. That's as close as it's going to get, I suppose. All right. Well, so I guess I know for sure I'll be back next week. I don't know. I can't speak for everyone.
Hey, please take
would
care
you,
of
would
everyone.
Would you like to say sayonara?
Just rest in peace and please
rest
take care
peace.
Of yourselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You should take care of yourselves and others. Now she's just down to take care of yourselves. That's good. I've noticed the progression.
I don't care anymore.
Brass window signal in the email, you know?
Right.
On the email list.
Come
Let's
on.
Get the email list together. Okay. So anyway, I can't see anything. I really, literally, it's a whole other thing.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do.
All right. So, okay. I have to hit this. Okay. All right. So it's going to, I don't want to make sure I don't kill everybody. I'm going to do it anyway. This might be loud. It might be loud. Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. Where is it?
And now, 11 hour and I. Now the lights dim low. Soon we'll start the show. Here comes.
No, that's not right.
Oh, no.
I'm not doing it. I did that last week, too. See, I can't see squat. I literally can't see squat. Or, you know what it is? All right, so. Lights dim low. LF and the good clothes, obviously. I got it. It was the other opening, in my defense, right?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't the same opening that I played. It was a variation on it. Was the short opening, right?
We could just do a whole nother show now.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. All right, so thanks, folks. See you all next week.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.